It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
I don't think we're fully out of podcast jail, ladies and gentlemen, because holy shit, it's been a little bit over a week. So since it's been April 9th, so 10th, 11th, 12th. But yeah, I'm so bad at mental math. Is it funny that I still count on my fingers? Okay, so let's go. So the last day was April 9th, so 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. 8 days, ladies and gentlemen. So we're 8 days shy. We're perfectly fine. We're perfectly on track, ladies and gentlemen. But like I said, welcome back to Kicking It with the King. It's episode 454. Good morning to all. First time we've done a show in a while at 2 a.m. here. I'm on Pacific time, California, Northern California. Here we are. We're back. We're live. It's your host, Gabriel Hernandez, as always. We have social media, so be able to, if you want to be able to follow us and access all of our podcast content, all of the latest and greatest news on our show, be sure to give us a follow over on Instagram at KWTKPROD, as well as GTheKing_official on Instagram and KWTKPROD on Twitter as well, and real GTKingOfficial on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, if you notice my Instagram lately, guys, there's a fuck ton of stories. Like, if you go to my story, you'll see a bunch of pictures. And it's perfectly fine, right? You guys don't mind, do you? I mean, we have a fuck ton of pictures, let alone, like, the fact is, I used to have, like, 1,000-some pictures of quotes and shit like that. Like, if you look at a lot of the pages that I follow on my Instagram, I follow hella pages, man, hella meme pages and shit. I don't probably follow too many people and stuff. Like, I mean, like, remember the first Instagram account I talked about? If you guys don't know, yeah, I got my Instagram account taken off because of COVID, quote unquote, misinformation or something, like hella long ago, but a couple years ago. But yeah, more than anything, I follow those quote pages and stuff, and that's literally all my freaking that's literally all my page has been. So yeah, be sure to follow us on Instagram, the GT King Official, and some other breaking news at the top of the hour. This is 151, ladies and gentlemen. Gabriel smoked for the first time in a long ass time. Can you believe it? And I don't know what the difference right now is. I'm just high right now or tired. Because let me tell you a fun little story. Because I was literally going to go to bed before this, but I just got another adrenaline rush. And I was like, dude, I got to do a damn show. It's been 8 days, ladies and gentlemen. So it's been over 1 week. But stemming from the fact that we had 3 episodes come out in the last week, you know, that stemmed for a break, and that warranted a break for us. But like I said, we're back here on a Monday, and we appreciate you guys for all joining us here. So like, so sit back, relax, kick your feet up, man. If you want to spark up a joint, like I said, it's 2 a.m, ladies and gentlemen. If you feel the need to get intoxicated, if you feel the need to drink some tequila with us, there, by all means, join us, baby. We got one hell of a show today. Like I said, first of all, as always, like I said, we're available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Apple Podcasts, exclusively on Spotify, and everywhere else you get your shows. All right, let's start off. Not waste any more time here on the show. So, one of the funniest things, like the other day, all right, so like it was like a couple, it was like a day or like a couple weeks ago. I think it's been a couple weeks now, but so I was just routinely getting ready to go, and you know, I think I was just waking up to take a regular shower or something like that. So mind you know how we have, we're in inflation, you know, everything's just gone up, the prices, everything's just skyrocketed up. Point blank, even before Joe Biden was in office, even before all this stuff happened, you know, I like to relatively think that me and our grandpa and stuff are conserving, energy conserving. I mean, I literally only use energy for, I use energy to charge my phone. Like charge my phone. I don't have a flat screen or any TV like that. You know, I watch a lot of my shit, more than anything of my shit on my laptop. The Paramount Plus app and all that. So I pretty much use my laptop for that. So I don't have a TV or anything. I stay really conservative on energy. So what point blank was that, so we noticed that the on the bills and stuff, like when you get the TG&E bills and all the energy bills and all that, you see, you know, the different charges and stuff. You see where you got charged, you know, the percentages and the taxes and all that. So point blank is, you know, I'm looking at that and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's energy is conserving. So I go to take a shower, right? And the water is absolute. I mean, I don't know if we talked about this in the last episode, but this water was cold as fuck, dude. Oh my God. I was like, dude, you do not know if you're a real man until, ladies and gentlemen, until you take an ice bath, let alone get in a cold shower. And I was like, oh, dude, oh my God. It's terrible, bro. It was terrible, man. It was like torture. Then again, like I said, you will never know if you're a man unless you take an ice bath. You know what I mean? But dude, it was so funny because I thought my high ass thought the high heat, the water heater was off. I was going to say high heater, but I thought the water heater was off. So I was just assuming that. And I was like, oh, well, I might as well just go take some cold showers, get myself ready for the winter. Excuse me, not the winter, the summer, because when summer comes up, I mean, even if it is summer, man, I'm not going to not take warm showers. It's going to be like in the middle between cold and warm and stuff. But that was just something I thought would be so funny. I mean, what a top that off on this show. Yeah, like I said, we're back. It's 2 a.m. A lot of people ask me, why don't I get sleep? Is it too early to say that I have insomnia? I'm just kidding. What the fuck is insomnia anyway? What's that? Like this trouble sleeping? I don't have that, I don't think. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, It's a unique story. So way I explain it, man, I know logically and, you know, health-wise and all these people need to sleep. And obviously we need enough sleep to be able to function properly and stuff throughout our days. But, you know, selfishly, ego-wise, I take the ego out, but I don't at the same time. I'm like, there's been a lot of hours that I've slept just fucking off pretty much and not doing anything. You know, a lot of young years, when I let years go by due to sleeping, I'm not saying that, oh, I just pissed off that I have to sleep on an average of 8 hours or more a day. No, but I was going underneath that amount. That's the thing. So I was going underneath the amount that I needed to sleep, like maybe about like 4 hours. So I would stay up periodically and, you know, it's like, you know, sleep and have like 4 hours of sleep probably and I feel better than ever, but. Dude, as you get older, man, holy fuck. Is that not the case? You gotta have your sleep for sure, but I mean, I'm not one to talk. I mean, you literally, like, these last few, like, well, this last couple of weeks, dude, I don't know if there's been a lot of stuff going on, like, stress-wise and just a lot of things, podcast-wise, excitement-wise, and just life's happening, man. Life's happening day by day, and that's the most important part. So, speaking of life happening, we're gonna switch our lineup today for today's show. Like, we're gonna switch it around, pretty much we're gonna shuffle it. There's something that kind of relates directly to this topic, so it's coming up later on the show, but I wanted to flip it in to right now because it segues perfectly. This Jun, at long last we have some good news for you guys. All right, as for fans of the show, for fans of me, for fans, everyone that follows and, you know, obviously supports the show. As you know, for new listeners, you know, if you don't know, you already know, I'm writing a book, all right? And if you don't know that, yes, I am writing a book, a autobiography. It is called Living and Surviving Hell on Earth. Available via Wattpad. If you have the Wattpad app, download the Wattpad app in the Google Play Market and or the App Store. And you could listen. I mean, not listen. It's not an audio book. You can literally read it like an ebook. I think it's only available there. But yeah, you can read it online. The unique thing about it was that I released it in segments and chapters. So it wasn't all at once directly. It's in segments. And I was so excited about it to where I wanted to release it in segments and different chapters. So I published all the chapters and all that. And you know, total, we have 16 chapters, and we just published 11, or, excuse me, we just published number 10, 11, 12, and 13. So we're working on chapter 14, 15, and 16, and we're going to make those chapters absolutely fucking amazing. People ask, am I gonna write another book after this? I mean, damn, dude, I have to really put everything into those last few chapters because I can't really think of anything book-wise to create for that. So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we will post the links in the podcast bio for all the latest chapters of my book, like I said, Living and Surviving Hell on Earth. Get an inside look of what it feels like to, or what it seems like to go through and live in the day-to-day world today with the modern day era with people and, you know, obviously living with your own struggles and different things like that. You know, it's an autobiography. It's written in third person. So when you read it, it's just going to be like I'm talking. It's just like a podcast pretty much. Think of it as like a book form of the podcast, you know, some forms, but no, I don't want to think about it like that. No, it's a completely good chapter. I mean, all the chapters, I mean, I don't want to release it all at once. I wanted to release it in a segment because that's how excited I was. Because if I was going to release it all at once, and that high would have went away, you know what I mean? And then, so I thought it was cool releasing it once a week and stuff. So anyone that doesn't know the story, I know we talk about it again, but it's like, you know, I got the pressures of, you know, oh, I have to really release an episode or freaking a chapter every single week, pressure wise. And, you know, if I wasn't able to, then I wouldn't keep it consistent. So I was like, no, I don't want to put that pressure on my back. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm going to do? I release it as I feel. And yesterday, we did work on the podcast. We worked on, well, not the podcast. We worked on the podcast notes. We just didn't work on the,
We worked on the book. That's what I was meaning to say. We worked on the book. So it's kind of like, you know, I wrote a lot already and more chapters are out than anything. I really don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, obviously I can say that I wrote a book then, but I really don't know what I'm going to do book wise after that. I mean, I'm going to see if I can get the physical copies or something like that. Maybe something cool like that. But yeah, like I said, we will post the links in the podcast bio. The Living, like I said, Living and Surviving Hell on Earth. What a hell of a fucking title, let me tell you, huh? Dude, there's hella chapters, man. You motherfuckers better read all that shit. It's deep. Can we write like a Harry Potter book or something? Or like a chapter book? You think that would be funny? Would that be funny? We're joking around here on this episode. But, like I said, it's hella good to be back here on this episode, guys. It's good to be back. It's good to see you guys. When are we going to have, you know what I literally thought before we started the show? We should have done a video podcast. Could you imagine a video podcast on Spotify? It's available. We could have done it. But I don't want to look at a fucking camera. I've told so many people. I've told Julie this. I've told everybody. I am not fucking looking at a camera. I do not want to have to look to get ready, let alone look at a camera, let alone look like horse shit, probably not even have slept that much. Is it possible that I have insomnia? Can someone Google that for me? Why haven't I been sleeping? Can somebody answer that? Can somebody answer that here on this fucking show? Just kidding. But yes, so back real quick. Let's go backtrack. So, Legion, chapter 10, 11, and 12, I believe. Is it 10, 11, and 12 or 10, 11, 12, and 13? I'm trying to see because I want you guys to be able to. I mean, I obviously should have released it all at once, but I want to push the fuck out of these. You guys better stream the latest chapters and stuff and read these latest chapters and stuff. I mean, it's a good, relatable book to the average human. You know what I mean? Obviously, you don't really have too much liking for humans and stuff nowadays. And, like, you know, obviously, like I said, society's really fucked up nowadays and people treat each other really shitty and stuff. And communication is really horrible and off the charts. But you're going to like every freaking step of the way. That book every single step of the way. So everyone has checked it out, has given lots of good reviews and stuff, and 200 plus people have read it. So you know, checked it out. Living and Surviving Hell on Earth. I'm going to be working on the rest of the chapters today as well. So how about this? So I'm moving forward, but dude, I can't stop talking about this fight card. I mean, I've been watching the fights like the back to back. I've been re-watching UFC 287. I mean, I can't get over it. Israel Adesanya, the way he knocked out Alex Pereira. But we're not here to talk about that because we talked about that on the last episodes. But we wanted to kind of touch a little bit more base. Touch base. Move forward. We'll still talk about the same thing. So I don't remember talking about this in the last episode. So, Alex Pereira. So, there's been some talk of him potentially fighting for the title at light heavyweight. I mean, if you think about the division at light heavyweight, I mean, it's stacked. I mean, there's some good guys in that division, but when it comes to notoriety-wise with big fights, I mean, obviously, Jamal Hill is the champion now. I mean, that's crazy to say. I mean, if you're looking at the light heavyweight division, man, it's like, I mean, there's some really solid fighters in that division, man. Let me tell you. There really is. Jamal Hill's fantastic. Obviously, the champion. I mean, Glover Teixeira was a champion, the former champion. I mean, Alex Pereira trained under Glover Teixeira. Moving up to light heavyweight. I mean, look how big of a middleweight Alex Pereira was. Obviously, lost to Israel Adesanya. They're 1-1 inside the octagon, so to go back and clarify something, I would like to see a third fight inside the octagon. I mean, if you look at it, like I said, we talked about this in the last episode, the sequence of how the fight ended was similar to the first fight inside the octagon, and then obviously Israel Adesanya comes out on top and knocks Alex Pereira out, so you know, Israel Adesanya once again is the middleweight champion, but we're talking about what's next, what could be next for, you know, does Alex Pereira deserve a title shot at light heavyweight? You know, like we said this on the last episode. We said a lot of things on the last episode. It's nothing is deserved in the sport. Nothing is guaranteed in this sport. The sport of mixed martial arts is like one of the most unpredictable sports in the world. So, I mean, money-wise, attention-wise, you know, that will make more attention than anything that's going on in light heavyweight right now, I think. And if Alex Pereira is able to beat Jamal Hill, I mean, let alone just to capture a belt at 205 a fight later, that might do more than enough to hype up a third fight for Adesanya, even though they fought him and Alex have fought two times in the UFC already and two times outside the UFC. Alex Pereira winning a light heavyweight belt might be the icing on the cake to draw Israel Adesanya out. Does it sound good? I mean, I personally think at middleweight, they need a third fight. I mean, obviously, there's just super fights and all this stuff coming up, and you know the possibilities are endless and all that. But I want to see a third fight at least at the same weight, middleweight, you know, where it originally had happened. So it makes the most sense. If not, like we said last week, you know, the Jan Blachowicz fight. I mean, Jan Blachowicz wants to move down to 185, try to capture Israel Adesanya's title at 85, even though because Jan Blachowicz beat him at lightweight. I think I was loud on the podcast. You know, I think I was talking really loud. But like I said, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, it's 2:07 a.m. So shout out to everybody that tunes in to our show. Like I said, if you like our show, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. King with the King is available everywhere you get your podcasts, exclusively on Spotify, exclusively on Apple Podcasts, and available on 9 other podcast platforms. Available 100% free. And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, KWTKPROD and GTheKing_official and real GT King official on Twitter. All right, let us continue. So Israel Adesanya, next opponent. I mean, logically, who is that middleweight that really makes any sense right now? I mean, we talked about that already, so let's move the fuck on from that bullshit. We had another fight card. So let's fast forward. Okay, so Max Holloway had an amazing fight, fast forward. So that was this previous weekend, yesterday, right? Did he fight yesterday, right? He fought against Arnold Allen. That was one hell of a fight. I mean, Max Holloway showcasing his championship material, his championship heart, his championship level chin. I mean, the simple fact that he's one of the best featherweights that's not named Volkanovski. I mean, damn. The two close fights that he had against the champion, it's crazy. I mean, it's like, damn. You put those two motherfuckers in a cage together and have them fight each other 10 times, it's gonna be probably split pretty thin down the middle. But it's, I mean, obviously, like I said, it's an interesting fight. I'm excited if it happens. But Max Holloway, so as far as that concerned, other than that, you know, he proved again that he's one of the top featherweights in the world. I mean, still looking as good as he has, and you know, essentially watching him grow up inside the octagon and seeing the championship level fighter that he has become. Obviously defeats Arnold Allen. I don't know who's next for Max Holloway, man. I just thought it was fantastic that he won. And obviously has some losses up to at 155 pounds, and you know, obviously the fights with Dustin Poirier and stuff like that. But you know, obviously the Volkanovski fights are very tough for him. Not very tough, but they were like kind of like, you know, they were controversial. Some people don't agree with the decision. Some people thought Max won, and all that. And it's just like something about it. You know, he definitely showed that he has legitimate stuff. So that's really exciting. Moving along. Congrats to Max Holloway, by the way. I mean, obviously, we did fight picks and all that on the last pay-per-views. I think the only time we're going to do fight picks, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this, is during pay-per-views or really big high-stakes cards. And if there's good fighters, so, you know, obviously, if there's like a lot of really exciting fights or something like that. But something else, obviously, that came up in the news, I just remember it right now. John Jones is in the news again because he talked about a potential fight at Madison Square Garden as his retirement fight. John Jones hinting at retirement fight against Stipe Miocic. I mean, damn, you look at how inactive John has been like the last 4 years, and you know, him
now wanted to fight, obviously, against Stipe. I mean, obviously, he wanted to fight Stipe in July and all that. And, you know, he just fought Ciryl Gane, let alone first fight at heavyweight. He wants to compete against Stipe Miocic. It'll be the final fight. What do we think about John Jones retiring? I mean, I can't say that John hasn't done it all, because he has. I mean, look at how old John is now. I mean, it's crazy to say that, like, he's old. He's not old. He is older now. I mean, if you look at him now, he's much older. Youngest ever champion in UFC history. One of the most dominant champions in UFC history. Undefeated. Only disqualification was due to illegal elbows to Matt Hamill. Fuck you, Matt Hamill. You motherfucker. Just kidding. John is essentially undefeated, so he's obviously in his last few. He's had some really tough calls, some close calls. And as hardcore fight fans, especially me, a big John Jones fan, it's not fun. It's not fun having your favorite fighters be in an anxiety match, or an anxiety match where it gives you panic. Not panic, though. Like, I think I get real tension building and anxiety and stuff when I'm watching a lot of my favorite guys. Like, I'm over there, like, stuck to the window, like, stuck to the TV. I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm zeroed in, I'm focused in. But, yeah, man, John Jones, I mean, what do I think about it? What do I think about John Jones' possible retirement? Would I be okay with it? You know, just everything that John's been able to do inside the career has been legendary. I mean, he's beaten some legendary guys, and he's fought in different eras of the organization, big eras, you know, with big fighters. He's fought all the best fighters in the world. I mean, obviously, former UFC light heavyweight champion as well. And he has wins over, obviously, like, the wins over, going over Shogun, Machida. And he's fought the likes of Sugar Rashad Evans, Rampage Jackson, Alexander Gustafsson, Glover Teixeira, and OSP, Daniel Cormier. John Jones has fought them all. I mean, moved up to heavyweight, his first fight back, fought against Ciryl Gane. So after we've seen John fight against Ciryl Gane, people are thinking in his head, well, who's John going to fight next? Are you going to fight the winner of Curtis Blaydes? Are you going to fight the regular heavyweight contenders? Or what's going to go on here? You know what I mean? You know, what did I think? What do I think personally? I mean, obviously that makes sense. I mean, dude, if John doesn't want to fight, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and fight contenders if I'm John Jones, man. I'm not saying that he shouldn't. I mean, obviously, those contenders are more than deserving. Respect to all the contenders in general, like, well, regardless of weight classes. But we're talking about big money fights here. And that's kind of been the theme here. We're going at what makes the most attention, and then, you know, what has the most eyes on it. You know what I mean? So this is interesting, because a lot of people are going to be excited to see, obviously, John fight against Stipe, if that is his last fight. I mean, John goes in, beats the best heavyweight of all time, and then retires. Yeah, that's one hell of an interesting career, and one hell of a way that I would have never imagined seeing John go out, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. I mean, I don't want to say that he's not, time has caught up with him, but as old as he's gotten and everything, he's over here to break records and fight really good fighters and stuff like that. But so we're at the 20-minute mark. So I think I have to get to 30 minutes on here before we go cut to a quick commercial break. What would be a good commercial break for us? Well, we actually record not a trailer. We got to record a trailer too, ladies and gentlemen. So there's a motherfucking trailer on this podcast. Like, when you go to the Spotify link and all that in the app, there's a trailer, right? And I got to record one. I'm going to make it exciting. You got to make the people want to listen to us, guys, on a Monday morning at 2:15 a.m. Dude, I had some bad cramps earlier in my legs and my thighs. Nothing beat, like, what is it, last week or so. Oh, my God, dude, those fucking hurt, bro. I had to put my feet up on my dresser, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude. This is exactly what I get for not stretching. Exactly what I get for not stretching. So, ladies and gentlemen, if whoever's listening to the show, make sure you guys stretch before you listen to Kicking with the King, or during listening to it. More so, you know, have your Bluetooth headphones in too, so you can drive hands-free, and you don't have to worry about adjusting radio and or putting yourself in danger. So, if you're a streamer show, make sure you stream it, obviously, safely. I wouldn't tell anybody to get high or drink and stuff while they're at a show or listening to this show. Obviously, I mean, here we are, we're just fucking around having a good time. Viewer discretion advised, listener discretion advised. I mean, I've seen the age groups on that listen to the show, so it's like, I'm sorry, but we are absolutely unfiltered on this show. So we will be back right away and back with a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. I am absolutely fucking thirsty. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for waiting patiently for us. All right, flipping the script here on Kicking It With The King. What a fucking way to come back, first and foremost. But something which I think, let me try to touch base. Let me see, for example, if we touched base on it last week, but I don't think we did. I don't think I touched base on this specific thing, but I think I cut it out of the podcast. But I was thinking, I was like, dude, this might not be like, I just couldn't word it properly, I think. But ladies and gentlemen, so when you're in a relationship, right, people, you know, obviously they have a certain way of doing things versus when you're not in a relationship. No shit, right? But what I was going to give my thoughts on was, you know, how about these fucking porno fucking titles, dude? Holy shit, man. One of the funniest fucking things in the world. When we started watching back when I was a kid, 11 years old, it's probably the first time I ever watched porno, man. But dude, let me tell you, you know, the funny, can anyone guess the nationality of the people that were fucking, that was the first porno that I ever watched? All right, get ready. 3, 2, 1. They're African Americans doing doggy style on the bed, bro. Fucking crazy, dude. I just remember sitting at the desktop and jerking that shit off and just fucking being like a little ass kid, you know what I mean? I was a little ass kid at the time, and holy shit, man, it was pretty funny. But dude, the titles of these pornos are hella funny. But what I was gonna say about pornos, obviously, like I said, this is an Adult Swim version. Like I said, listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. Thank you. Excuse me. You know, porno can save you from being in a bad relationship with someone. Because there's plenty of people. I mean, there's probably thousands beyond thousands of people that sit and watch porno throughout the day. I mean, Pornhub Premium, man, good price. How much is it? Like $7.99 a month? Why don't you subscribe to Kicking With The King on Pornhub Premium? I'm just kidding. It's not even available there. I was saying, like, a lot of people, well, why don't you just literally watch shit for free, dude? That's the thing. So a lot of people will get horny as fuck, and they'll start hitting up women online, or vice versa. Women will hit on men. I can't pretend that it's a one-sided and it's men doing all the action. I mean, women out there online, women out there on these sites. I mean, all these different apps I've heard of, I've never used. Poor quality apps, shitty ass apps. I mean, dude, I've never seen and met anyone from Tinder before during the time using it. Nah, I'm good. We have black people meet, farmers only. All these apps to meet people. Dude, it's like, dude, oh my God, all these people are creepy. You ever read the bios of some of these fucking idiots on there? Like, oh my God, man, I want someone with big muscles. You know, I like bad boys, tattoos, all this. I want a Latina with a big booty, big titties, and a little waist. Something like that. I mean, dude, people are specifically looking for the references or preferences and stuff. Like, you're going in like a slot machine or making like a Build-A-Bear. You guys ever heard of that Build-A-Bear workshop? It's like you're building a bear. But dude, these fucking titles are hilarious, dude. But it's so funny how people, like, I mean, obviously, like I said, if you think about it, it is a beneficial way, I guess, to meet someone. I mean, I can think of several people. I mean, I can think of several people that I know that met friends and people online and stuff. And, you know, in a way, it is a extension and makes it easier for people to connect. I mean, look at the 21st century. 2023. I mean, look at how connected we all are via social media. So I like how we have porno to segue to us, all of us being connected. So how about these titles though, dude? Look at this one. Big natural tits. Fuck stepdad while mom's at work. And it's like, what? I fucked my stepson in front of my husband and he never found out. And this one, what the hell? Are these all stepson? Like, what the fuck is up with these? Like, sometimes, like, there's times I've seen some, like, Teen Titans. Dude, Teen Titans, dude? Raven? You guys remember Teen Titans? Not Teen Titans Go, but the regular Teen Titans. The Teen Titans show on Cartoon Network back in the original day. Dude, oh my god, it was a good show. But, dude, the pornos at the end, oh my god. My gorgeous stepmom wanted me to bake a cake, but instead we fucked. Stepmom shares bed with stepson. Dude, this is so funny. why the hell am I reading these? Do we sound tired here? People kept saying I sound tired. I don't fucking sound tired, dude. We're having a hard-hitting episode here on Kicking with Zicking. So, like I said, if you guys like our show, be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, review. By the way, we're severely uncensored here, unfiltered. So, if you want to listen to one of the most funniest, randomest, unfiltered podcasts out there, be sure to subscribe to our show. So let's go to the fucking homepage. Let's see what the hell we got here. Let's read five. All right, so we'll read five total more phony ass porn titles. Okay, so I seduced my friend's boyfriend. White girl gets pussy and ass destroyed by big black clock. That one's not funny. I want a funny porn title, dude. These people, like I've heard so many different mixed emotions or mixed reviews on porns and stuff. Like, people say, I don't want to sit here and watch other people fuck. And, like, when I think about it, man, I was like, dude, I think about the fact that I'm going to learn some shit from these motherfuckers. I don't necessarily, like, you know, if you're not in a relationship, man. Literally, even if you are in a relationship, man. Even though people would say, oh, well, if I'm in a relationship, you know, your partner should do more than enough to keep you happy in that form, right? But porn can do that too for you. I mean, there's couples that watch it together. I mean, I don't know if I would do that. I mean, I want to learn some moves and stuff and go and practice them on your partner. You know what I mean? Not just watch it for the hell of it. I mean, when I was single for like the longest time, dude, I watched porn all the time. Not all the time. I mean, not like I was like a freak or nothing. I'm just saying I watch it all the time. And it was just like, yeah, because, you know, it keeps you from talking and getting with stupid fucking people. I've gotten with people who do that before in the past when I was in high school. Because, you know, just, you know, it's easier to get access, obviously, nowadays, because we have all the social media apps and all that. I mean, but I just watched it as a whole because I, you know, I obviously didn't have any girlfriend or anything like that. Not that I didn't want one or couldn't get one. I just wasn't one of those people that went out and about and, you know, had different girls or slept with them differently. Like, the only times I ever would fuck would be during relationships, man. Relationships. You hear that, folks? Relationships. Not being little slutty whores out there and sleeping with everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Watch yourself some porn. Save yourself a good time. Why don't you order something online or something there? Watch, subscribe to some Pornhub Premium. You don't even need to pay for Pornhub. Pornhub's free. I like how we're talking about porn here on this episode of Kicking with the Game. When I wake up in the morning, am I going to still be confident about this episode? It's absolutely hilarious, dude. Dude, the types, there's so many different types, dude. Like, I don't know how much trouble I'm going to get for this episode today, but we might as well just keep on digging deep. Like, dude, the types that I would watch, because I was always, I mean, like I said, the funniest fucking thing in the world. Let alone the first ever kiss I had. I mean, by the way, anyone and everyone who knows me, I love Latinas. Man, Latinas are the top tier race, top tier pick, top tier. Oh my God, just completely the best type you can look for and have, be with out there in the world, ladies and gentlemen. So let's backtrack. Do you guys remember what I said? The first ever porn that I seen? It was two African-American fellas. Not fellas. Two African-American couple, excuse me. And they were doing doggy style, right? So I'm sitting here at a fucking computer, dude. This is before we had phones and stuff. Like, I didn't have a phone. I wasn't one of those kids that grew up with one. I mean, I grew up with, like, iPod Touch and stuff. And so I used Wi-Fi and shit like that. But I didn't have a phone like that to be able to do that stuff. So, dude, in a lot of ways, you know, fast forward to adulthood. If you're busy, I mean, people get busy as fuck nowadays just with their regular lives in general. And, dude, if you're busy, if you don't have anyone in your life, if you're not looking to be with anyone, if you're just looking to You know, just be free. If you're just looking, if you don't have time for the dating scene in general, or just getting with anyone in general, you know, you just watch porn. And porn, masturbation will both keep you from being with the wrong people. I mean, you know, when you're with someone that's terrible, it's a toxic feeling. I mean, no one wants to be with anyone that's a shitty ass person. Let alone you see all these fucking horny ass people online, dude. You read the comment section, like I told you guys, like, I am a big avid reader of the comment section. You're looking at the fucking comments, and you can only imagine the DMs, man. I have had several friends show me their screenshots of what people say in their direct messages, and I'm like, oh my god, I can never have the guts to say that. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I have said some crazy shit to some girls before in the past when I was like a little kid. It's like when you're like at 14 and 15, years and years and years and years and years ago. But you know, after so long, man, you just think about, dude, these women are objects. To think they're people just like us. They have souls. They have hearts. Now, I'm not saying I do this. I mean, I don't include myself in this equation anymore. You know, we all watch porn from time to time. But like I said, when it comes to women, you don't treat them like objects. What I've seen, what these people glorify, the way they cherish these women, they're looking at them like objects. They're not objects. They're obviously fuckable, but they're not objects. And anyways, on top of that, if they don't have a good personality, what the hell's the point? You can't even do anything. You'd be freaking flat as a freaking balloon or as a tire if you don't have a good personality. I mean, yeah, you could go around and go out and about. Like, at my job, dude, the amount of customers, I think we said this on another episode, the amount of customers that I see hitting on fine-ass women that come in. Well, to them, obviously, in their eyes, they're fine-ass women. But they come in, and they're checking them out. You could clearly see that they're juicing out their eyes. Like, dude, their eye fucking, oh, my gosh, she's so hot. They act like they haven't seen a piece of pussy before. I do. Relax, man. It's not that serious. This girl doesn't need to be eye fucked on the way into her store or something like that, you know? But then again, there's also that rare thing where, you know, women, there's been times where I've seen this so many times. It's so funny. They'll get mad. God, why is he staring at me? Why is he looking at me? In the meantime, the bitch's titties are all out and cleavage and stuff is showing me. Man, cleavage is like, oh my god, absolutely attractive in a lot of ways. Especially if your significant other has it. You know what I'm talking about, you know? But that's attractive too. I mean, there's obviously been this big debate for super long. I mean, me and my friends would always bullshit within each other and always talk, what do you like more? Tits or ass? Tits or ass? And it was always one of the hardest questions to answer. Should we put that in the Q&A section on here? Are we outreaching here? Are we going to get our fucking head cut off after this episode of Kicking with the King? Talking about porn. I mean, we started off talking about fights and John Jones and fast forward to talking about the funniest porn titles. These aren't the funniest porn titles, dude. It's absolutely funny. What a way to return back to podcast form. Have an unfiltered conversation about porno. I mean, is it better for people if they watch anime porn? I mean, I just wanted to see what it looked like. It's not like I was just looking at, oh yeah, I was watching porn. I just wanted to see it. Because when you seen, like when we mentioned earlier about the Teen Titans thing, dude, Raven looked realistic. It literally looked like an actual Teen Titans porno, dude. Let's pull that shit up. Is that weird? This episode's going to be a paid subscription only, ladies and gentlemen. So you're only going to pay subscription here on this episode. So we're going to do this paid subscription. Ladies and gentlemen, paid subscription. So pornhub.com. Okay, let's Google this shit. This is so funny. I cannot believe we're doing this. I can't believe we're doing this. We're reaching out here on this episode of Kicking It with the King. Mind you guys, this is episode 2. Excuse me. Backtrack. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 454 of Kicking It with the King. Like I said, be sure to like, share, rate, and review. But this is the video on it. Look, see, it's the one with Raven. It's the one with Raven. Pull it up. The Raven. Raven. Raven Teen Titans. So, dude, it's funny. There's so many fucking shitty ass quality. What is it called? Anime porns and stuff like that. Raven. People cosplay as a Raven. People making their own freaking porn. Can you believe there's freaking Teen Titans porn? That's absolutely insane. There's Batman. There's everything, dude. What the hell? There is a fuck ton of. Dude, oh my god, bro. What the fuck? That's not the video I wanted. Well, the video I wanted was the one, those actual cartoon one. There is a bunch of cosplay women. Raven. Jesus Christ, man. We're getting canceled for sure. Holy shit. It's this one. Make sure the sound's not up, because that would be absolutely creepy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot singles in your area. That's like one of the funniest things, bro. This was the one. This was just so funny. You know, like, oh, my God, dude. I cannot believe they actually made this. It looks so realistic. But then again, when you look at the quality, it's fucking shitty, dude. I mean, I don't know. Let's get out of this picture. Anime porn is not my go-to. If I had to pick, man, I mean, I don't, like I said, I really don't watch it anymore. Just, I thought it's funny because it's a large topic and stuff. And some couples don't. Some couples like to watch it together. I mean, some couples are just as weird as the regular ones. I mean, dude, the world is upside down today, in today's day and age. And mind you, what chapter was it specifically that we're working on right now? So we're working on actively on this next chapter of my book, like I said, Living and Surviving Hell on Earth. What is it called? Let me pull up the chapter list, because I want to kind of relay this and relate it. 284 individual views of this book. So we've published chapter 10, chapter 11, like I said, chapter 12 and 13. Chapter 14 we're working on currently. Chapter 14 is "Test Society is Fucked" and stuff. But we kind of talk about like how we kind of just like the way that people treat each other nowadays is absolutely insane. Communication wise, standard wise, loyalty wise. I mean, let alone the fact that we said this a lot. Nice people finish last. Nice people get ran over. Loyalty gets you killed. Trust gets you hated. Being real gets you hated. I think we have all those little quotes all over my fucking head. I couldn't like get them all out accurately. But yeah, I mean, loyalty, trust gets you killed. All, but I mean, these things do. Even when you're right, you're wrong. People hate you for saying the truth. The world's full of hypocrites. We're going through a massive inflation. On the brink of World War III with China and Russia linking together. Motherfuckers trying to arrest Trump. Just kidding. We're really reaching out here on this episode. Can't believe we looked at Teen Titans for a second, man. Oh, but let's backtrack then. So, like I said, point blank for me, even in a relationship, I think it is okay to watch porn. The partner should not get offended. I mean, maybe he or she is looking for better ways to fuck their individual. That's how I felt when I would do that. Just kidding. I've watched more porn than I've touched people. But mind you, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, growing up as a kid, going to school all the time, hanging out with my friends, being a good boy. I have only touched someone every time in a relationship. Can you believe that? Wait a minute. So pretty much I have. I mean, there's probably maybe, I mean, we're being honest, like you might as well not bullshit, but you know, that people have little flings or whatever, hookups and whatever it is. I think I haven't had them in the past, but you know, spread out relatively, and meaning like I would no action for super long. Like I said, I wasn't looking. Literally like before January, I didn't talk to really anybody in general. But then, what is it? Like, you know, obviously, like, so they have all these apps and stuff now. And, like, you know, you got all these followers and shit. Like, you make them on Instagram and stuff. And for me, I've used Facebook since 2010. So, like, I had a lot of people, a lot of friends and stuff. And back when I had Facebook originally, I'll be adding all the finest girls I could find on my friends list. And it was just a different era back then. But dude, nowadays you look at all the freaking apps and all the ways you can access social media. I mean, you can sign into Facebook, sign in using Facebook everywhere now, ladies and gentlemen. We just reached the second 20-minute mark here on this episode of Kicking with the King. So you motherfuckers better give us some 5-star ratings. Tell us your favorite pornos below, ladies and gentlemen. I'd say probably go with big black cock videos. I'm fucking kidding. I would probably pick Latinas. Probably the big beautiful ones. What is it? That is what BBW stands for, right? Big beautiful one. Big black one. People have their own abbreviations and own their own meanings for all these two things. And yeah. I just say, like, you know, if you're having a rough day, I guess. I mean, obviously, like I said, you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something like that. Obviously, you're going to be pleasured by them. But I think, like, for me, I'm an observer. I am a learner, a quick learner. I'm an observant guy in general. Like, even on a new job site or somewhere, going somewhere new, somewhere I'm a guest, I still observe. I like to observe. I mean, I didn't come out the womb knowing how to fuck. How the hell am I gonna fuck my partner if I don't know how to watch? You gotta watch porn. Some chicks, when you're watching some of them on there, look like they come out of some straight porn, like some straight porn school or something like that. Dang, like you just wonder, like, dude, how many people have destroyed that pussy? How many people have been inside that thing? You watch all these different types. There's a bunch. They were trying to ban that for like the longest time. I mean, people suffer with porn addictions and all that. I'm like, oh, you'll never catch me doing that. I just thought it's something we could talk about here on the show. It's so funny. It's hilarious because it was, you know, something that, you know, we see in today's age, day and age. I mean, with the OnlyFans, that's where we're going to relate it to. People have OnlyFans, and now more celebrities than anything have OnlyFans, and they don't even put sexual related content on there. Generically, when you think of OnlyFans, you think of the sex, the women, naked, and all that. But now it's like, dude, everyone and their mother has OnlyFans here. And updated question. So, have I ever used OnlyFans? Have I ever paid for an OnlyFans? I have not. Wait, like consistently? Like, I don't know. There's been a couple times, like, where, like, in the past and stuff, like, you're just curious generally, like, you're thinking about. You ever see like a really cute picture of somebody, right? This is when you're single and stuff. Like, I'm not saying this is past tense, ladies and gentlemen. So we're past tense on here. We're gonna hit the 30-minute mark. We'll try to get this topic out of the way before the 30-minute mark. But so, you know, when I was single and stuff, when I growing up, when I had TikTok, I mean, what is not TikTok, Musically, MySpace, Twitter. Dude, you'd have some attractive followers, or you'd be following someone attractive. Especially if they're from school. I mean, everybody wants to follow the hot girl from school back when we were in school. And now we think about it, OnlyFans, right? Everyone has an OnlyFans. Dude, it seems like it's not even that hard to make money nowadays, dude. This is being biased 100% saying it. No, but I feel like if you're a woman, you can make some money. For all the women out there struggling and all that, you guys can make some money. Send some feet pics. Just kidding. But if you look at the thirstiness of people in the comment sections and stuff like this. So going back to what we're saying. So you look at and you see a cute picture of a model or something like that on Instagram. Even married men, even taken men, even people in relationships. You're looking at supermodels and whatever it is. And watching America's Next Top Model or some fucking shit on TV with hot girls and stuff. You can't get in trouble, man. Look, don't touch. I mean, it's not like you're going to come and touch these fucking models and fuck them from all the way from your computer. Especially not the stepsons or stepmother videos that you watch. I mean, just kidding. But I think depending on, obviously, the scenario that you're in and what your purpose is. I mean, dude, if your partner loved watching porn more than you, more than fuck actually being focused on you when it comes to that, then there would be a serious problem. But just going back to what I said, I'm an observant learner, so I kind of want to pick up some more moves. I want to kind of want to do these things. I'm always looking to learn. What better way to learn than to watch a motherfucking porno, you know what I mean? But Yeah, so now when you look at that, I mean, Torrent's free. It's not hard to get access to it. I'm not going to promote anything on here. I'm not saying anybody should start their porn addiction or anything like that. That's crazy. Is that crazy that people have an addiction to porn? Okay, we're about to really seriously hit the 30-minute mark. But like, so like, it's not hard to make money now. It doesn't seem like it is. I mean, if you look at everything nowadays, everything's just so much more expensive when it comes to food. Specifically food. If you're in the California area, ladies and gentlemen, just generically, like in Northern California or Southern California, just maybe all of California. And Joe Biden's a president of the United States, so it's going to affect all of us. But gas prices, everything's so much more expensive. And then, dude, you go on some of these sites and stuff. Like, I've went and scrolled on a couple of them just, like, in the past and stuff, like, a while ago. And you read, like, the bios and stuff of these people, like, say, my cousin, who will not be named here on the show, tried to get me to download Tinder one time. And I was like, dude, just the shitty quality of Tinder. Like I said earlier in the show, I've never been on Tinder. I never will, ever. It's a shitty ass app, let alone if you have to pay for your pussy. I'm not paying for no pussy. The fuck? Yeah, like, you can get the premium editions and stuff. But point blank is, going back to the OnlyFans thing, it's not only women that use it now, it's men. And you could buy feet pics. I mean, every other girl and her mother and her sister and her friend has an OnlyFans. And like I said, when you go on Instagram, you're scrolling on Instagram or you're on TikTok or using Twitter and you see this hot, attractive girl, you're like, oh, dude, wow, she's hot. But she's covered. But she has an OnlyFans and, you know, they can set the prices. Sometimes it's cheaper. And, you know, it's like, oh, dude, there's just been times I'm saying, reiterating what I was talking about. There's times where I was just curious. I was like, damn, I wonder what her taste looks like. And, you know, I would pay for the OnlyFans, but I wouldn't do the free trial. But I used to do that when I was single. I mean, how long ago was OnlyFans come out? Did it come out? We're in so much trouble today, ladies and gentlemen, on the show, talking so much porn today. Just because it was a huge topic, should couples watch porn together? I mean, it's crazy. But how long have you been on the show so far? We're at that 26-minute mark. But yeah, like you see freaking models and stuff or people. It's like, damn, next thing you know, they have OnlyFans. And then people are just thinking, dude, I gotta check that out. They're literally you. Remember I just literally seen when I scrolled it, like when you open Instagram, dude, like I said, you scroll and you see some crazy things sometimes, but this wasn't necessarily crazy. It just lodged my mind. Do you guys, damn, what the fuck happened to Doja Cat? Doja Cat responds to backlash to fans calling her demonic Satan. Thanks for the buzz. Doja Cat buzzed her head. You guys know who Doja Cat is, the singer, right? Dude, Doja Cat. Do you guys remember when she said, like, If this tweet gets a bunch of certain likes, she'll post her titties or something on Twitter. Remember that? We talked about that a while ago. Dude, the amount of people that rushed in to do that was crazy, dude. And she didn't even release pictures of her titties. And it's crazy because the thirstiness of people is what you would think in some ways would get these women money. There's a certain ways you got to do it. But then again, I wouldn't rely on any motherfuckers like that to get me money unless you're just an absolute smoke show. Back after this next commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I know we reached a lot today. Meaning like, dude, holy shit, what an episode. What a last half of the episode, let alone the porn topics. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. We can get as unfiltered and uncensored as we want here on the show, but this show will have a paywall, motherfuckers. So, to be serious for a second, to reiterate some comments that I did say previously on the show. So, like I said, porn literally can keep you from being in a bad relationship with someone, being in a toxic relationship, keep you from getting some diseases, being with the wrong people. Some people sleep around with just anybody, or, you know, people are just dirty, disgusting. Say you're in college, say you're too busy, and, you know, you come home. Get a little relief out of your system, and, you know, like I said, go the hell home. I mean, there was a period of time where I would do that every know, it would be like every other day or something like that. I mean, it's a thing, man. I mean, it's healthy for you. I mean, not chronically, like, dude, but, you know, there's a lot of people that do need to, you know, fuck or get fucked every day, you know what I mean? And that's one of the funniest parts. It's like, I think about it, like, it's like, when I'm out and about and stuff, I'm just looking, like, I always wonder, like, dude, you know how there's couples, right? Obviously, there's couples everywhere, no shit. But it's like, I wonder what's the age that most couples stop fucking, like, crazy. Do you think, like, right now, 26, 27, oh, just any younger person, like, any young age generation, like, if you're, like, 50 or 60 or something, like, all these people, is there an age that people really stop? I mean, personally, for me, I wouldn't really stop. I wouldn't. But on a serious note, though, it saves people from being in the wrong marriages. It saves people from doing some seriously bad things. I mean, nothing's worse. Dude, this is crazy, but nothing is worse than fucking someone and having a kid with them. Especially if you don't like the bitch. I've seen some toxic ass people together. And it's horrible. But then again, it's like, I've had some divided opinions on it. Because then you got some motherfuckers out there like, oh my God, I'm so surprised I'm pregnant. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to have do this. Like, and they're so surprised and stuff. And they're so shocked that they're pregnant. But then again, it's like, you backtrack and you're like, dude, anytime you fuck someone, anytime, especially if you're on that level, you're any point in time. I have dodged a bullet, by the way, for myself and my life and stuff when it comes to being with shitty ass people and all that, let alone like having kids with shitty ass people. But dude, I've seen some people, like, that was been one of the biggest fears that I had for the longest time, because it's like, dude, oh fuck, I've got to deal with this devil ass bitch for all the way till our kid is 18. I've seen some toxic ass motherfuckers, and it's crazy, dude. Insane. It's some of the things you would, like, you've seen, that I've seen, like, oh my God, these people treat each other shitty. Let alone, like, if you're out and about in the store or something, like, in a Walmart, your local Walmart or something like that. You're cussing at your man or cussing at your woman. You guys are cussing at each other. Things are just completely toxic. Yeah, no bueno. That's not good. No good, no good. Craziness. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just can't see how people could continue going and getting through those things. Like, but we're all over the place, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half of this show. So, I mean, dude, holy shit. The best kind is to have porn with your partner. You know, one of the coolest things I always wanted to do is make our own porn videos and then play them with their partner on a TV in her house. Like, an obsession with getting a big mansion. I say you could get like a big house or something. Like, I want a big house and just bone on every single room, in every single room, on every single part of the furniture. Especially if it's only going to be you guys. Like I said, it makes me want to, going back to what I was thinking and saying about the older couples, I'm genuinely curious to see if they fuck. Like, older couples. I mean, if they should, especially when the kids are older and stuff. Let alone, like, dude, the fact is, people were created by fucking, which is crazy. That very thing everyone wants to do, that very thing everyone's so passionate about, so thirsty for. Dude, it's like, I feel so bad for women in general, like the portrayal of them and, you know, the fact that they get viewed as an object or a thing or a fuck. It's like, nah, dude, you gotta treat women with care. There's no objects here. But we keep doing this. It brings me back to earlier, what I said. Dude, personality is everything in a relationship and in a fuck. Let alone just in a fuck in general, like, dude. Like, you gotta be able to vibe with someone, let alone just friend-wise. Like, dude, in fact, that's how I am with people in general, man. I check tones. I look at how they are. So, dude, I can tell right off the bat if someone's gonna be a little bitch or not. And I try not to, try to assume things. But depending on what they give me, depends on what I see. It depends on how I go about it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like I said, depending on what it is, you know, what you're doing, how you're doing. You know, there is so much fucking porn on the internet, dude, let me tell you. Why do people watch it, though? Like, what's the actual definition for it? Is there something? This is why I like Google searches. Huh? Google searches. Gabriel's random Google searches. Don't check my history at 3 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. Why do? Dude, I have a fucking nasty ass fucking paper cut on my finger, dude. It fucking hurts, bro. Those, why are those like the things that hurt the most? So this is what it says. This is the first thing on the list. Is why it says people do. This is via Google, man. Shout out to the search engine Google, man. Like, is it me or does Yahoo and Bing and all these other fucking ass search engines don't provide the best results, man? I want the best hard-hitting results, man. So why do people watch porn? It says the frequency of porn viewing is associated with the following motivations: stress reduction, sexual pleasure, and boredom avoidance. We'll say it one more time. Stress reduction, sexual pleasure, and boredom avoidance. Gabriel Hernandez is going to be in so much trouble after this podcast. We're talking about so much, reaching out so much, talking about so much. I mean, girls, ladies and gentlemen, women have an absolute reach on the internet and can use the promotion, obviously, depending on how good they are promoting themselves. You know, you can be on a large scale and attract a lot of people and get them to pay because their stupid asses are horny. Once they bust that nut, they need to bust and realize that they spend $10 on a picture. Or they send money to a girl on Cash App to think they can see their titties, but they're not. These women have it all locked up. I mean, they have PayPal, they have Cash App. You never see me pay for none of that. I wouldn't need to. That's not my position. That's not what I would do in general. Why the hell would you have to pay for your pussy? Just have someone, have them send it to you in general. You know what I mean? I mean, just without it. You know what I mean? But it is Monday, right? Yep, Monday. Wow. Goodness gracious. Kind of scared to stop the show. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not scared. I'm just, what a wild ass show. We've talked a lot about porn today. But before we get out of here, do you want to talk about favorite kind? I would say big girls, man. I like big girls. Why? Because there's way more. I mean, there's so many beautiful women in the world. There's a lot of different nationalities, different types. Like I said, did I tell you guys the first ever chick? Like, I told you guys the first ever porn I watched was the African-American fellas, right? But, dude, this was the craziest part. This was crazy thinking about it, actually. But the first ever kiss that I ever had was from an Indian chick, man. Let me tell you, like, don't those people's families disown them if they ever hook up with anyone else or anything? Like, dude, they can't even, I don't think they're even supposed to shave, you know, when it comes to like they're just in general. I heard some of those people like don't take showers and shit like that. I'm like, dude, that's fucking nasty, man. There's no culture or anything like that that's gonna keep me from washing my asshole, man. I gotta be able to wash my ass. But yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, first chick was an Indian chick. I was on the bus. I was like freaking 12 or 13 years old. But fast forward. I said, I mean, I've dated more Latino women and more Mexican girls pretty much my whole life. So I've been stuck on that more than anything. But yeah, I mean, I'd say, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women, all shapes and sizes. But I'm a fan of ass, man. I like a lot ass. Big woman. Bigger women. Obviously, like I said, I'm talking about my favorite types, but it's a podcast. I mean, people can all talk about their favorite types. Absolutely hilarious, right? People are going to be like, listen, what the fuck is on today's show? What the hell is he on today? Absolute craziness here on this episode of Kicking It with the King. It's 3 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. So shout out to my 3 a.m.ers. Shout out to my 3 a.m.ers. I'm trying not to be as loud as possible. There's only two people now, but I think one out of the two people are asleep, but one of them's next door, so I'm going to try not to be as loud as Joan. But yeah, I'd say big girls, big BBW, mixed Latina, big girls, my favorite types. If I were to watch a porn, I mean, I'm obviously, like I said, I don't really have too much time now. I mean, the fact, look at us, we're 8 days shy of the last episode. What's the next episode going to be about? I mean, we got some fight stuff out of the way earlier in the show, and we talked a little bit about everything, right? Kinda. I'm just curious to know how much trouble I'm going to be in tomorrow in general with the episode. I mean, completely unfiltered, man. Learn skills from watching that shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, but more time than anything, I have I've seen a lot of mixed reviews, though.
Depending on how you look at it, though. Some couples don't feel the need to watch it.
Here we are continuously to talk about porn.
But we read the definitions and stuff like that. So let's get on to the final link of the show. Like I said, subscribe, like, share, and rate, review. Let's some trendy news. What's some trending news here in the world right now? What is some trending news? What is the trending news? Trending on Twitter. Be sure to follow me on Twitter too, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, man, to finish up what I was saying about the Indian chicks, man, dude, those people, there are some Indian chicks. And then, I mean, all those Indian women are all married to those people that are truck drivers, the dudes with the turbans and stuff. Why isn't there no fucking good trending news? Twitter, give me better news. Elon Musk allows porn on Twitter, dude. Can you believe that? Like, you be scrolling and you see some fucking weird shit. People retweet some weird shit sometimes, but damn. Trending news. Trending news here on Kicking with the King, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck am I going to do after this podcast episode? 3:02 in the morning. Insomnia up the ass. Just kidding. CNN. I want to see some news, man. I want to see some real news. Like, all these streaming apps, like Peacock and Paramount Plus and all these have some free news apps now, let alone they have the apps by itself, so it makes it easy. I want to see some crazy shit, man. I mean, all these titles are gay. There's nothing as exciting about any of these news and stuff. Did you guys catch the FBI series crossover? I was rewatching it earlier before I started the podcast, but dude, that is one fucking show. Breaking news, Andrew Tate says he wants to get the COVID vaccine. Some part of me makes me feel like he's being sarcastic, though. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't know what else is breaking news. I mean, Gabriel doesn't have a porn addiction. I'm just kidding. No, not ever. But we are uncensored and unfiltered sometimes. We have a good time. We enjoy it. It's always wild and fun. It's unfiltered. We don't have anything else on the show. Like I said, if you follow my Instagram, you're going to have one hell of a fucking story to click through. Because there's like over 20 fucking pictures on my story every day when it comes to all these posts and stuff. So be sure to follow me on Instagram, gtheking_official. And GT King Official on Twitter. I think that is it for us. Like I said, and be sure to obviously follow us. Follow our socials, KWTKPROD on Instagram and both Twitter. Dude, what a hell of a show. Talk about our favorite porns, what got us into it, thoughts on couples doing and watching porn. And since we've been all over the place, to kind of clarify, to sum it up before we get out of this place today, I think you should be able to help in a healthy way and watch it, but still be able to nail your partner just as good. Me, I'm watching it, I'm nailing them extra good because I'm getting better skills and I'm seeing people do things in some wild ways. I mean, dude, some of the ways these motherfuckers be moving their bodies, dude, I'm like, dude, I could not move like that, man. It's absolutely crazy, man. But crazy shit, man. Yeah, so in couples should obviously, anyway, I mean, it would be cool. I mean, if anything, you guys make one video together and then you guys watch that as your porn rather than watching some random people. But if you're single, man, to clarify, you need to do, if anything, just watch it by yourself, obviously. But obviously not like when people are home and stuff. It's just in general, man. You don't have to worry about being with anyone that's toxic or anything like that, or anyone that's bad or go through any extra stressors or anything. Like, you know, it's real stress-free, and a lot of people do deserve that. So, all right. So, if you want to get out, is that it? Well, we have one. Do you want to say one more thing before we get out of here on this episode? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs Florida bill banning. Hey, fuck you! Why are you making me do a paywall? I don't want a fucking paywall, bitch. Oh, all right. Ron DeSantis, what does he sign?
Because he signs a 6-week abortion ban in Florida. Okay, so we'll read this before we get out of here. So, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis late Thursday signed into law a bill banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, a strict measure that could earn him support from the primary voters. Because Ron DeSantis, I mean, we heard Trump and both those guys are running for president. I mean, Kanye West, breaking news also, ladies and gentlemen. So to get out of this, off this podcast, hey, we had some serious breaking news. Kanye West is not running for president either anymore. What a fucking idiot. Kanye West as a president, one of the craziest things in the world, let alone having a woman as a president, dude. That would be crazy. But one hell of a show today. Like I said, we will be back on Wednesday. I believe, yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be back on Wednesday for a brand new episode of Kicking with the King. I know we went 8 days without doing the show, but that's the best part. You guys can stream the latest and greatest episodes of Kicking with the King live and free. And like I said, I know we promoted our podcast and our Instagram today and the Twitters and stuff. But if you guys want to start your own podcast, you know, download the Spotify for Podcasters app in the Google Play Store and or App Store for free. Spotify with Podcasts is merged with the formerly known Anchor app. And dude, it's the best damn app in the planet. 5 stars for a reason and super easy to use, you know, easily accessible, easily navigated through. And, you know, like I said, the customer service is top notch and they'll be able to help you through anything and everything, or any questions you may have amongst any others. But holy shit, like I said, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to go back and hear this episode again because goodness gracious, what a fucking uncensored, unfiltered show today. And one more thing before we get out of here, obviously we said that probably earlier, but we will continue to be working on the next couple chapters of Living and Surviving Hell on Earth, my book, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, Living and Surviving Hell on Earth, I just released before we get out of here, chapter 10, 11, 12, and 13. So we got 3 more chapters left, unless something crazy happens, like I want to add more. And then the whole entire book will be published and available. Like I said, download the Wattpad? Yeah, Wattpad app in the Google Play Market as well as the App Store. You can literally be able to write your own books, read other people's artists from all over the place, and you can just read and enjoy people's stories and stuff, first person, third person, all the different types of creators and stuff, all these people use it. I thought it was the best efficient way to be able to write mine, and like I said, I'm gonna work on the rest of the chapters later on today and so forth. But we'll be back on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. That is it for us today. We appreciate you all for joining us here, and this is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. Until then, until next time, we are out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky. I pull out from the scene, real fame. Long as I wake up in the morning, I'ma get a bag. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, but that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride,
my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. Party, party, let's get lit. Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.